From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With increasing temperatures, dairy cattle face heat stress more frequently than in the past. But thanks to cooling technology, those cows can now enjoy a better life. University of Georgia researchers determined dairy cattle cooled with fans and sprinklers responded better to heat stress, produced more milk, and have healthier mammary glands. In the Journal of Dairy Science, UGA scientists determined how evaporative cooling and zinc sources in feed impact mammary glands and heat shock responses in lactating dairy cattle. The majority of rented farmland is owned by landlords who don't operate farms, and a subset known as absent landlords don't even reside in the local farming area. That's according to a new report from USDA's Economic Research Service. The study finds the prevalence of absent landlords was consistently higher in areas with low rents and land values and weaker indicators of local economic development. The Produce Marketing Association is bringing the industry back together in person in Monterey, California for the Food Service Conference July 21st and 22nd. According to thepacker.com, as the food service industry rebounds from a year of COVID-19 disruption, PMA will provide a venue for food service operators to find supply partners. With safety still a top priority, PMA will be utilizing global and local guidelines and industry-specific standards and recommendations to create an event that ensures meaningful connections in a safe, socially distanced way. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.